弟兄姐妹，新年快乐！让我们一同祷告。主啊，每一个圣灵来的时候，我们想到你未来的时间要近一年，让我们每一年每一年爱你爱人更多，更多听到你的话语，更加爱你的话语。奉主耶稣名求， Amen. Years ago, a president of a seminary was addressing a group of seminary students who were graduating.
在多年以前，有一个神学院的院长在神学生们毕业的时候发表了演讲。
He recounted the experience of living in Paris during the Nazi occupation in the 1940s.
他回忆了1940几年，当法国被占领，在纳粹统治之下的时候。
He says, I was 12 years old when the German troops arrived. It was Hitler's army, and they stayed in France for 4 years.
他说，当时我是12岁，当时法国被希特勒和他的纳粹军占领，
They were the enemies, the oppressors.
他们是镇压者，也是敌军。
But then on June 4th, 1944, we secretly turned on the radio to BBC, which was not allowed. And I heard that the Allied troops have debarked on the coastline, not far from Normandy, and that the invasion has started.
但是在我记得是在6月5号的一天，我偷偷地打开了收音机，听了一个当时所谓的禁台，就是英国广播电频道。然后当我播到这个频道，我听到盟军要做事情。
On that day, the Allied forces, including Americans, British, and Canadian forces, landed on the shores of Normandy, which led eventually to the retaking of France and the defeat of Germany in World War II.
在6月6号的时候，也就是由英国、美国和加拿大军队组成的盟军，他们进入了诺曼底，并在诺曼底登陆。
He says that was one of the greatest days of my life, just hearing the news, and I knew that it was real, because for 2 or 3 weeks we heard the roar of battle in the distance, the bombs, the cannons, the constant noise, which became louder and louder as the battle approached.
院长说，那是我一生中最大的日子之一，光是听到那个消息就已经足够震撼，我知道那是真的。因为在那之前的两三个星期里，我已经在远方听见战斗的轰鸣、炸弹、炮火持续不断的吵闹，随着战事逼近，越来越清晰和震耳。
Looking back with the hindsight of knowing the victory of the Allied forces over Germany, many saw that this day, D-Day in Normandy, was the turning point of the entire war. The battle would get only more fierce as the victory draw near.
在回看的时候，我们现在是已经知道当时盟军的这个诺曼底的登陆，也被称为D日的这个日子，其实是整个二战反法战争的一个转折点，也是胜利临近的时候。
The invasion had begun, the war will be won, but the battle remains fierce.
进攻已经开始，战争也终将胜利，但是战斗还是很激烈。
This is exactly what's happening in Egypt with the Israelites, except that the victorious outcome is not a maybe, but it is a certainty.
这就是像在我们读的经文中，以色列人以色列百姓在埃及的奴役之下，虽然说就是唯一不同的一点就是我们知道神终将胜利。
Israel first arrived in Egypt as honored guests and were treated very well.
当以色列人一开始进到埃及的时候，是被当成贵客对待的。
But within a few generations, they became slaves instead of guests.
但是几代人之后就变成奴隶了。
God heard their cries and remembered his covenant with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob.
上帝想起了记得他和亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所立的约。
So God calls Moses from a burning bush to go tell him to confront Pharaoh.
所以神在燃烧的这个荆棘中召唤了摩西。
At the end of Exodus chapter 4, it tells us that Moses and his brother Aaron had went to the Israelites and told the elders what God said.
在大家如果读这个出埃及记的四章的时候，在结尾的时候就说到摩西和他的哥哥亚伦，他们向以色列的百姓述说了上帝对他们说的话。
And people were overjoyed that God was coming to rescue them, and so they fell down to worship him.
当时百姓们非常的高兴，他们就开始屈膝敬拜上帝。
The invasion had begun, the war is won, but the battle will become more fierce.
进攻已经开始，战争也终将胜利，但是这个斗争还会更激烈。
In Exodus chapter 5, it begins like this, and Shirley's going to read it.
出埃及记五章中这样说道，之后摩西和亚伦去见法老，对他说，以色列的上帝耶和华说，放我的子民走，让他们到旷野去为我守节期。法老说，耶和华是谁？我凭什么要听从他放走以色列人？我不认识他，也不会让以色列人离开。
Pharaoh says, I don't know this God that you're talking about.
法老说，我根本不认识你说的什么上帝。
He's not asking Moses for more information about God.
他并不想再问摩西更多的关于这一位上帝的任何的信息。
Rather, Pharaoh is saying, I don't respect, I don't fear, acknowledge, recognize, or worship this God, and I will not obey.
法老其实是在说，我不想要去顺服这位上帝，我也不认识他，我也不想认识他。
And so Moses and Aaron responds by saying this.
所以，摩西和亚伦说了这样的话：希伯来人的上帝向我们显现了，求你容我们走三天的路程，到旷野去向我们的上帝耶和华献祭，请你让我们去吧，免得他用刀剑、瘟疫来攻击我们。
In 19th century, there was a man by the name of Mark Twain.
19世纪的时候，有一位著名的作家马克吐温。
He's very well known for writing books like The Adventures of Tom Sawyer or The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn.
他写了非常著名的很多的作品，其中包括《汤姆·索耶历险记》、《赫克贝里·费恩历险记》这样的书。
And he was very critical about the Christian faith.
但是他对基督教信仰却持批判的态度。
He was very successful and influential and even went on a tour in Europe to sell his books.
他作为一个作家如此之成功，以至于他甚至做了全欧洲的一个巡回的签售会。
When he came back from Europe, his daughter said to him, Daddy, I guess pretty much you will know everyone except God.
当他从欧洲回来的时候，他的女儿告诉说，爸爸，我想你已经很快就会识遍天下人，但是唯独不认识神。
Pharaoh says, look at my success, look at my land, look at all the people, look at everything I own. Why do I need to acknowledge this God? I am God.
法老说，看看我的成就吧，我拥有这所有的土地和其中所有的牛羊，还有其上所有的百姓，所有都是我的，我就是神。
Pharaoh understands that if the slaves have any hope of being free, they will stop working. If not worse, they will revolt against the Egyptians.
法老很清楚地知道，如果不让以色列这些百姓忙起来，他们就会胡思乱想，甚至会造反。
So he had two ways of dealing with the Israelites.
所以他对待以色列人用了两步。
First is to keep them busy.
首先就是让他们忙。埃及王说，摩西、亚伦，你们竟敢煽动百姓旷工，快回去工作。法老又说， 这地方的以色列人如此众多，你竟叫他们停止工作。当天法老就对埃及监工和以色列人的工头下令，从今天开始不许再供应粮草给他们制砖，叫他们自己去捡上交的不许再供应草，然后叫他们去捡，但上交的砖的数量要和往常一样，一块儿也不可少，因为他们懒惰，所以才嚷着要去给他们的上帝献祭。你们要加重他们的工作，他们就无暇再听那些蛊惑人心的话了。
Keep them so busy they can't pay attention to God.
让他们忙到一个地步，所以他们就 不再注意神。
Remember Jesus talked about the parable of the sower in Matthew 13.
大家还记得在马太福音十三章中，主耶稣有一个撒种的比喻，撒种人。
Remember that one of those seeds landed among thorns, and as the plant grew, the thorns choked the plant.
大家还记得，就是当种子被撒到荆棘里的时候，这个种子在生长的时候，这些荆棘就把它挤住了。
And later on, Jesus explains what this means.
接下来呢，后来主耶稣就向门徒们解释了这到底是什么意思。在二十二节中说，种子落在荆棘当中，是指人虽然听过道，但生活的忧虑和钱财的迷惑把道给挤住了，以致不能结出果实。
Keep the slaves busy so that they don't have time for God.
让这些奴隶们都忙起来，所以他们就没有时间给神，没有时间想神。
And sometimes the most dangerous is keep them so busy at ministry, at church, that they have no time for God.
有时候对于教会来说，就是让我们所有的弟兄姐妹都成为大忙人，然后做各样的事工，以至于他们都没有时间亲近神。
Second, make them angry at their leader.
第二步呢，法老对待以色列百姓的第二步，就是叫百姓敌对仇视他们的首领。
When Israel could not meet the quota, the taskmasters begin to beat them.
当以色列的百姓们没有办法完成这个造砖的数量的时候，这些埃及的监工就开始殴打他们。
And in verse 21, Israel goes to Moses and Aaron, and what do they say?
在这个出埃及记这个五章二十一节中说到，以色列的百姓就去埋怨二人说，愿耶和华鉴察惩罚你们，你们使我们在法老和他的臣仆面前有了臭名，使他们有借口来杀我们。
And Moses got so discouraged, he complains to God.
摩西就太沮丧了，他就开始在神面前抱怨。
In verse 22,
他说，二十二节，摩西回到耶和华那里说，主啊，你为什么这样苦待你的子民呢？为什么要派我去呢？自从我去法老那里奉你的名发言之后，他更加虐待你的子民，你并没有拯救他们。
Keep them busy and then turn them against each other.
让他们死忙，并且让他们仇视自己的领导。
And look what happened in chapter 6, verse 9.
大家就看一看，就是出埃及记六章九节发生的事。摩西把这番话转告百姓，可是他们因为残酷的劳役无比沮丧，不肯听他的话。
The invasion had begun, the war is won, but the battle becomes more fierce.
进攻已经开始，战争也终将胜利，但是战斗只会更加激烈。
Three of the most significant days in the Christian calendar is Christmas, Good Friday, and Easter.
在基督教的节气里有三个最为重要，就是圣诞节、受难日和复活节。
But if you look at the Gospels,The birth and infancy of Jesus takes very small part of the Gospels.
但如果大家观察福音书的话，你就会看到，其实主耶稣的 降生和婴幼儿时期占了很小的一部分。
No, I'm not saying that Jesus becoming human is not important because it is so significant to our salvation.
我这里并不是说主耶稣的降生并不重要，因为主耶稣降生是道成肉身，对我们的得救有至关重要的意义。
However, if God becoming a human and doesn't do anything else, it's totally useless to us.
但是如果主耶稣只是降生成为人但并不做任何什么事情的话，那对于我们来说是毫无意义。
The hope of Christmas is precisely because there is a Good Friday and Easter coming.
圣诞节的意义和希望全部都在于有受难节，有这个复活节这样发生。
Listen to the book of Romans in chapter 1 where Paul says,
在罗马书一章使徒保罗这样说的，讲的是上帝的儿子我们的主耶稣基督的事。从肉身来说，他是大卫的后裔；从圣洁的灵来看，他从死里复活，用大能显明自己是上帝的儿子。
Jesus, God becoming man, is significant only in light of the resurrection, that he becomes the Son of God in power.
主耶稣道成了肉身，并且同时具有人和神的这个能力。
能力，充实的服务的代能，代能，代能，对，
代能，
对，代能，对 ，OK。The king has arrived. The invasion has begun. The war is won, but the battle will become more fierce.
就是王和他的王国已经来了，进攻也已经开始，战争终将胜利，但是战斗还是会更加激烈。
How does the battle become more fierce? Well, Revelation chapter 12 tells us this.
战斗这些斗争为什么会更加激烈呢？在启示录十二章中对我们说了。
John is given a vision in Revelation 12 that tells us about Christmas, Good Friday, and Easter.
在这里，约翰他看到了一个异象，然后向他显现了，就是也说明了，这些节期之间的关系。
In Revelation 12, the image said, the vision says is that he sees a woman giving birth.
在启示录十二章中，约翰看到的异象包括其中是有一个妇人，将要生产。
A powerful dragon then appeared trying to kill the child.
有一条巨龙想要来击杀这个妇人和他的孩子。
But the child is taken away and is seated at the right hand of God.
但是这个孩子被提到了天上，然后坐在上帝宝座的右边。
The woman then fled to the wilderness and was taken care of by God.
这个妇人就也被也走到了旷野，对，被领到旷野，在那里被神供养。
And then John sees a second vision.
之后约翰又见了另一个异象。
There was a war in heaven.
在天上有一个征战。
The angel Michael and his armies fought against Satan and his fallen angels.
天使长米迦勒和众天使正在对阵抵挡撒旦，并且其余堕落的天使。
Satan and his army lost, and they were thrown out of heaven.
撒旦和他的军队输了，然后他们就被从天上扔下来。
And he landed, and the whole army landed on earth.
现在所有的撒旦的军队都在地上。
This tells us that the war is already won when the child was born.
这就向我们说明了，当这个孩子出生的时候，这个战争已经赢了。
So John hears his voice from heaven in verse 10 to verse 12.
所以约翰在启示录十二章十到十一节这样说道： 我们上帝的救赎、全能、国度和他所立的基督的权柄现在来临了，因为那昼夜不停地在我们上帝面前控告我们弟兄的已经被摔到地上了。弟兄们是靠着羔羊的血和自己所见证的道战胜了他，他们甘愿牺牲，视死如归。
This battle is won by the blood of the Lamb.
这个战争是怎么赢的？是靠着羔羊的宝血。
Satan has no place in heaven.
撒旦在天上没有位置了。
So as we speak right now, Satan cannot talk to God.
也就是说，现在当我们在说话的时候，撒旦不能够在神面前控告。
The people of God has been set free.
神的子民已经被释放。
But Satan can whisper lies in our ears.
但是撒旦还是可以向我们吹耳边风，说一些谎言。
But he can't talk to God.
但是他不能够在神面前说话。
That's why I love that song that says, "Before the throne of God above."
这就是为什么我特别喜欢这一首诗歌。
And these are the words that Shirley is going to read to you.
这样说道：我站立在神宝座前，在高天神的宝座前，有大能至善者代言，他是大祭司，他是爱，今在永在，为我分辨。当撒旦诱惑我失丧，又重提我罪，我绝望，我举目见他在天上，我罪他已经涂抹完。
You see, we sometimes hear Satan talk to us and say, "You're no good."
大家知道吧？有的时候，撒旦会在我们耳边说悄悄话，说你也不咋地。
Look at you. You are a sinner. You are so bad a person.
看看你吧，你就是个罪人，也没啥好的。
How can God ever love you?
神怎么能爱你这种人呢？
That's when you look up and you see Jesus seated on the right hand of God.
这个时候，你就应该抬头仰望上帝，看到主耶稣基督，他坐在上帝宝座的右边。
He can never talk to God again.
撒旦再也不能和主耶和华说话。
Do you remember in the Old Testament when Satan would come up to God and say, "Hey, you know, Job, you like him?" But yeah, only likes you because you give him all that good stuff.
大家还记得在旧约圣经中，撒旦曾经在神面前说话，在约伯记说，你知道吗？约伯为什么敬钱呢？因为你给他太多的好处，所以他才会这样。
But Satan can never ever talk to God again about you and me. Amen.
但是撒旦再也不能够在神面前这样控诉我们了，阿们吗？
In Revelation chapter 12, verse 12, John does see, even though Satan can talk to God, but here is the problem. He comes down to earth, and this is what it says.
但是呢，约翰也在启示录十二章十二节中这样写道，撒旦因为被战胜了，被摔到地下，所以他就来了，因此诸天和其中的居民都要欢欣雀跃，但大地和海洋有祸了，因为魔鬼知道他的时日不多了，就怒气冲冲地下到你们那里。
Satan knows his time is short, and so he's going to take as many of us as he can.
撒旦知道他的日子不多了，所以说他就会能得多少是多少。
The Bible says that Satan lies to us.
圣经说撒旦对我们说谎。
He's a roaring lion looking for someone to devour.
经上说魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地寻找可吞吃的人。
And he tempts us to sin.
并且他引诱我们犯罪。
And his chief target is always the church.
他主要攻击的目标永远都是教会。
Why the church?
为什么会是教会呢？
In Revelation chapter 12, how is Satan and his army defeated?
在启示录十二章中，撒旦和他的军队是怎么样被击败的？
Going back to verse 11, Revelation tells us this.
大家回看十一节，启示录的这那，大家会看到，弟兄们是靠着羔羊的血和自己所见证的道战胜了他，他们甘愿牺牲，视死如归。
Satan was defeated by the blood of the Lamb.
撒旦是被羔羊的宝血所战胜。
But he's also defeated by the testimony of the church.
但也是被我们教会的见证所战胜。
What does testimony of the church mean?
见证，教会的见证是什么？
Testimony is when the church gives witness to the reality of Jesus Christ, who he is and what he has done.
见证就是当一个教会为真实的一个主耶稣做见证，他是谁，他做了什么。
Testimony is when the church forgives one another as God has forgiven them.
见证就是教会中的弟兄姐妹彼此饶恕，正因为主饶恕了我们。
Testimony is when the church confesses and repent of their sins and walk in obedience to the call of Jesus.
见证就是当整个教会认罪悔改，并且跟随着基督的呼召来顺服的时候。
Testimony means that when the church fully engages the world that God loves.
见证就是教会勇敢地走出去，去连接世界，去连接世人，就正如神爱世人的时候。
Testimony means that when the church values God's will more than its own life.
见证就是当教会里的弟兄姐妹，把基督，把上帝的价值奉为至高，并且高过自己的性命的时候。
The word for testimony is the Greek word for martos.
见证这个词在希腊语，在希腊语中其实是烈士、殉道者的意思，同一个词。
We get the English word martyr from that word.
我们现在今天英语中说的 martyr， 殉道者，就是从圣经中这个希腊语中这一个词来的。
It is not a great leap to say that Pharaoh is a type of Satan in the Bible.
大家不难看出，在圣经中的法老其实是撒旦的一种。
In Ezekiel chapter 29, it references Pharaoh as the great dragon, which is Satan in the Bible.
在以西结中，以西结书29:3的时候，提到法老，要把他比作中，比作河中的大鱼，或者巨龙。其实就是圣经中在这里指的就是撒旦。
Pharaoh holds God's people as slaves.
法老把上帝的百姓，控制住，让他们做奴隶。
And he won't let them go.
并且不放。
So that's why when Moses and Aaron met with Pharaoh, it was not a battle between people.
所以当摩西和亚伦去见法老的时候，并不是人和人在征战。
It was a battle between God and Satan.
是上帝和撒旦在征战。
God says, let my people go so they may go worship me.
上帝说，主耶和华说，让我的百姓走，好让他们敬拜我。
Satan says, I won't let them go, they're mine.
撒旦说，我可不放人，因为他们是我的。
John Calvin says this.
约翰·卡尔文这样写道：神越是彰显他的大能，撒旦在另一方的狂怒就越被激起，恶人也就越发残酷凶狠。这样的攻击实在使我们大大动摇，除非我们知道，在基督里那赐给我们的无法估量的恩典，理当被我们如此珍视。与之相比，财富、尊荣以及世人所追逐的一切都应被看作虚空，并且我们也当发现，轻看各样的不便与苦楚，并非难事。
Haven't we noticed that sometimes when we go to prayer retreats, winter conferences, short-term missions, youth camps, we get very excited?
大家不知道有没有注意到， 当我们中的一些就是去参加退休祷告宣教走上宣教，然后参加了一些冬天冬季会议青年夏令营各种之后，我们非常的兴奋和激动。
But then very soon people start to feel very discouraged.
但是很快之后人们就开始感到非常沮丧空虚。
Haven't we seen people who just got baptized and get all excited and then very soon they're not even seen at the church anymore?
大家有没有注意到这样的情况？有一些人在教会受了洗之后不过多久就不见了，不再来了。
Whenever the church experiences renewal, revival, trouble is very close.
就是说，当我们教会经历到更新、经历到新生的时候，新的事工、新的计划，很快麻烦就接踵而至。
Whenever the church talk about church planting, people fight.
当教会考虑这在职堂的时候，就会有争论。
Whenever the church talk about building, the fight gets even worse.
要建这个新的堂会楼的时候，更加的争辩。
People are so busy with ministry, and they begin to argue with each other.
大家的事工如此的繁忙，然后就开始彼此的争论。
All kinds of divisions, gossip, slander, scandals, unforgiveness, jealousy, you name it, they have it.
就是像分裂、闲言碎语、诋毁、诽谤、各教会丑闻、各样的不饶恕、嫉妒，这一些你能想到的教会全都有。
Keep them busy, keep them fighting each other.
让他们死忙，并且让他们彼此打斗。
Pastor Erwin McManus, he says this, and I'll ask Shirley to read it.
麦克马纳斯这样一个牧师他说道，当你进入神的国度时，并不存在什么安全区或等候室，甚至连真正意义上的新兵训练营也没有。这是一种在岗位上在战场上的训练，你新生命的第一步就是踏在战火纷飞的中心。圣经对此讲得非常清楚，你正身处一场战争之中，然而这场战争并不是与属血气的征战，不是与人征战。
Remember Jesus got baptized, what happened next?
大家还记得圣经中主耶稣受了洗，接下来发生什么事？
He was in the wilderness for 40 days without food and water.
他很快就被引到旷野，接受魔鬼撒旦的试探40昼夜之久。
And who was there with him?
那谁和他在那里？
Satan was tempting him.
撒旦在试探他。
At the Last Supper, Peter says, Lord, I will die for you.
在最后的晚餐的时候，彼得这样说，主啊，我愿意为你死。
What does Jesus say? Simon, Simon, look out, Satan is asked to sift you like wheat.
主耶稣当时说了什么话？耶稣说，西门，西门，撒旦已经要像筛麦子一样筛你们。
The war is won, but the battle remains fierce. The only weapon the church have is testimony.
战争已经胜利，但是斗争还是很激烈。我们教会唯一的武器就是见证。
John Calvin says this.
约翰加尔文说过这样的话。上帝乐意试炼他子民的信心，借此提升他们的心思，归向他是必要的。因为当他们未能立刻看见所应许之恩典的果效时，他们的心往往沉迷于地上的事，甚至在他们的感受中，上帝的恩惠似乎并未带来任何的益处，反而只使他们的处境愈发艰难。我们深思这一点是极有益处的。如此，我们才会更耐心、更平静地承受十字架与患难，也借彼此被激发去爱慕并渴慕属天的福分。
The more the church moves forward, the more Satan attacks.
当教会越来越往前进的时候，撒旦的攻击就越来越厉害。
But when the church goes through hard times, we actually have to realize that actually we're actually on the right path.
但是当教会在经历这么样一些困难、艰难、挑战的时候，我们要知道，我们是在一个正确的道路上。
When the people of Israel were too busy doing their work and fighting each other,
当撒旦使这个以色列百姓辛苦的做工，使他们没有时间思想上帝，并且彼此为敌仇视的时候。
In the beginning of chapter 6, God says to Moses,
在出埃及记第六章的一开头，耶和华对摩西说，你就要看见我怎样用大能的手对付法老，那时他会让以色列人走，甚至把他们赶出埃及。
When bad things happen, God is actually using the bad things to his advantage.
当坏事发生的时候，主耶和华其实是借着这样一个坏事在做工，成就自己的旨意。
And the only reason he can do that is because he already won.
他这样做唯一的原因是因为他已经赢了。
Have you noticed that in Exodus, in the plagues that's to come, it often says Pharaoh hardened his heart, but then some other places says God hardened Pharaoh's heart.
大家读出埃及记会应该会发现，不难发现，在有的时候，在描述法老的心的时候，心意的时候，有的时候，经常描述说法老的心刚硬，有的时候说，有的时候说，上帝使法老的心刚硬。
You're like, so who's doing the work?
然后我们读到这一个经文，我们就感到很困惑，那到底是谁在做工呢？
What it tells you is that God will use Pharaoh to accomplish his purposes.
这个圣经这里想告诉大家的是，上帝主耶和华就是在用法老，借用法老这刚硬的心来成就自己的旨意。
Do you remember what happened to Judas when they were having dinner?
大家还记得在吃饭的时候，最后晚餐的时候，犹大发生了什么事情
？Luke says that Satan entered Judas.
在路加福音，路加这样说道：这时，撒旦入了那称为加略人犹大的心。
To think that he was going to kill Jesus to destroy God's work, right?
是不是撒旦就这样想？只要是把耶稣杀了，他的工作就完了。
Yet it is very precisely Satan entered Judas that Jesus ended up on the cross.
是的，也确实是撒旦进入了犹大的心，致使主耶稣基督到了十字架上。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹们
When we go through difficult times as a church,
当我们教会在经历一些艰难时刻的时候
Sometimes it's hard to believe, but actually, maybe God is actually already won and something is happening.
虽然很多有时候我们不知道，我们有困惑，但是是不是或许上帝已经赢了？他知道，他全都知道。
The president of the seminary finished his speech before the people by saying this.
在我开头讲到的，神学院的院长在对那一届毕业的神学生，他演讲的结尾，院长这么说。
He says, "One day we heard the tanks roll in."
他说，那一天，有一天，我们听见了坦克开进来。
And he says he went down to the little village down the road to see what's happening.
我就下到路边上那个小村庄去看看究竟发生什么。
He says, for the first time in my life, I saw Allied soldiers.
那是我生命中第一次看到盟军。
And then he said to the graduate students.
然后他就对那些毕业的神学生说。
This is what he said.
他们曾经是那场进攻的最前线，而今天你们让我想起了他们。他们正在做的正是这件事，推动。击退阴间的门，并且使这一切在永恒中产生真实而深远的意义。
In Matthew chapter 16, Jesus says, "I will build my church."
在马太福音十六章中，主耶稣说到：“我要建立我的教会。”
And the gates of hell will not prevail.
阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
No matter what hell does.The church will always win.
不管阴间要做什么，教会总是会赢。
We win through testimony.
我们就是借着见证，夺取了这个胜利。
We win through suffering.
我们借着这个所受的苦难。
And that's why the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, he says this.
那就是为什么使徒保罗在格林多后书四章中这样说道：“我们不过是瓦器，里面却有这宝贝，要显明这莫大的能力是上帝的，而不是我们自己的。我们压力重重，却没有崩溃；心里困惑，却不绝望；遭受迫害，却没有被遗弃；被打倒了，却没有死亡。我们身上常常带着耶稣的死。”好使耶稣的生命也彰显在我们身上，因为我们这些活着的人常常为耶稣的缘故而面临死亡的威胁，好使耶稣的生命在我们这终有一死的肉身上彰显出来。因此，死亡笼罩着我们，而生命却运行在你们身上。
The war is won.
战争已经赢了。
Victory is ours.
胜利。是我们的。
Despite the battle remains fierce.
只是战斗还很激烈。